Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we're going to turn our attention to domestic abuse. We know that the government has adopted a zero-tolerance approach to end gender-based violence. But while support services for victims have been expanded, there are far fewer resources for the perpetrators of domestic abuse who are committed to changing their behaviour. Our reporter Maura Fay has been looking at the work of one organisation called Move Ireland, and Maura is here now. So Maura, maybe first tell us a little bit about what Move Ireland is.
So MOVE stands for Men Overcoming Violent Emotions. And first off, Claire, just to clearly state, none of the following seeks to minimise the impact of domestic violence on its victims. The first and foremost aim of MOVE Ireland is to support the safety of women and children. It's one of only two organisations in Ireland that runs what's known as the Choices Programme. This programme aims to help men take responsibility for abusive behaviour and build healthier relationships. It challenges men to change their attitudes and actions with one-on-one support alongside group sessions and lasts 23 weeks. MOVE also offers support for affected partners and families, aiming to improve the safety and well-being for everyone impacted by domestic violence.
And so you've been speaking to some men who have been attending MOVE. So who did you talk to?
The first person I spoke to is Saad. He was in a relationship with a woman and they'd several children together. That relationship ended and his ex-partner moved out and began a new relationship. Saad says he did not take this well and started to become very aggressive at that point, shouting a lot at his children. Some of his behaviour was filmed and was shown in court. His ex-partner was then granted a barring order and Saad had to move out of the family home and lost custody of his children. Saad said on the advice of Tusla, who told him that he needed to change, he got in contact with MOVE Ireland. I asked Saad what the videos showed of how he was behaving towards his children.
I was screaming, sometimes, you know, using my hand, not bad way, like not smacking or hitting. Like I have a video, I throw an empty box like this of tissue on my son. I told him, you cannot have sugar, because I was very worried. You know, my son, he couldn't have sugar because he was sick. So I was always strict with him with the sugar quantity. And when I found out he was hiding chocolate, I got really upset. And then I throw a box, empty box of tissue on him. I told him, why you do this? Like, you know.
You were telling me that in your therapy with MOVE Ireland, they actually reenacted, they made you sit on the ground and they acted like parents shouting. Can you tell me, please, that you found that really upsetting? You found that really kind of made you understood what your children went through?
Well, it was the worst experience I had in my life. I never thought that day. I did it twice. And to be honest, second time, I did it, but I was more emotionally, I think, because more you have, you make your level of knowledge higher, more you understand, you know. So the second time it was very hurtful and I couldn't sleep all night because they make you under, like, you know, sit down on the floor and closing your eyes and not the force you, but they're telling you, like, just to pretend like you're the child. And the parents, they are fighting. And the father start to broke things and shouting and then grab the mother and hit her next to us. And you see, you want to escape because they ask us what you're feeling after that. What would you like to do when you heard this, you know, screaming and shouting? The first thing I want to do it, even I know it wasn't real, but inside I was just stand up and just open door and run. And that feeling, I put it in my...
Take your time.
That feeling hurt me a lot. And I felt for the first time very embarrassed of myself, because I understand I lived the moment of my kids. I understand that I made them scared. I just traumatized them, like, you know, and I felt very embarrassed of myself. I felt very bad and, you know, I regret it. And I know I cannot change a lot, but I'm doing my best, you know, for my kids.
And is Saad back in contact with his children, Maura?
He currently gets to visit his children once every 2 weeks. He has another court date at the end of the month and he's hoping to get more access. He said his supervising social worker is very happy with the progress he has made. He's built a support network and friendships through connecting with other men he's met in Move. He says he's done work on himself with Move. The work he's done on himself with Move is just the beginning and he's continuing to work on improving himself.
So that's sad. Story. Who else did you speak to?
I spoke to Joseph. He grew up in a deprived area, suffered sexual abuse as a child. He says this led to him bottling up a lot of anger. He turned to drink and drugs to cope as a teenager. He ended up going to jail for possession of drugs. Upon his release, he met his current partner and they had children together. He said at the start, things were really good between them, but his anger issues came back and led to a very serious incident between them. And just to say, we've bleeped his partner's name here to protect her identity, and some of the content in this clip listeners may find distressing.
I was very abusive, not only physically abusive but mentally and emotionally abusive towards her, which obviously isn't good. And the night in question when we had the altercation, we were actually due to get married in the October and we split up in the July due to my selfishness and cocaine taking and drinking, and I was very paranoid. I had psychosis. Once I got things into my head, they wouldn't leave me. I accused of sleeping with one of my friends, and at that time it was real to me. Like, it was, psychosis is not something that you just imagine. It's actually, you can physically see things in front of you. Like, and the abuse got that bad that she just couldn't take it. It was a few weeks before Christmas, and we had an argument, and I put my arm up against her neck and forced my elbow into her throat and told her that I'd kill her. So 2 days before Christmas then, I was caught by the police and remanded in custody. I'll never forget going into court the next morning, and I was trying to get bail, and I was called into the courtroom and to give evidence against me to stop me getting bail. And she had a conversation with the judge for about 10 minutes. I don't remember any of it except two questions he asked her, and one was, are you afraid of this man? And she said yes. And he said, do you believe that this man could potentially kill you? And she said, yes. So that was an eye-opener for me. That really, really hurt me. I broke down in the courtroom and asked my solicitor to stop the bail application and asked to be remanded in custody because I needed help. And I knew from there, if I didn't get help and I didn't stop, I didn't change, that something dramatic was going to happen.
So how then did Joseph become involved with Move Ireland?
It was actually a condition of his prison sentence. He got sentenced to 2 years with 6 months suspended on the condition that he do a programme with Move. He was released from prison in January of last year and began his course with Move. I asked him how he found that experience.
Well, he started a 4-week assessment, once a week of an assessment to go in to make sure that I was actually suitable for Move Ireland. Some people might not be suitable for it, so I went in and met a lad in there called Stephen, and thankfully Stephen was really helpful to me. He, only for Stephen, I don't think I would have been able to complete the programme because I could just relate to Stephen. Stephen could relate to me. I built up a really strong relationship with him, and when the 4 weeks was up and it was time to go into the groups, he was there. He was supporting me really well. He made things a lot easier for me. Going in there is not easy, like, for your first time, especially in a group setting, and there's 7 or 8 other lads sitting around you, and you have to open up basically and tell them why you're there. And the first thing you have to do in Move Ireland when you're introduced to the group setting is do an introductory statement, and that introductory statement has to outline why you're there and one of your most serious acts of violence towards your partner. And that wasn't good. It was really, really, really difficult. Obviously got very emotional doing that, and it's not a nice situation to have to sit there and explain to people, that tell them how bad you were and of how much abuse and trauma or hurt you caused your loved ones, you know.
What for you was the most difficult part of going through that process with Move Ireland?
I suppose the guilt that I had hanging over me, still have it hanging over me to this day, the guilt and the shame of what I did. It's always been there, it'll always be there. Opening up in the groups at start was really difficult. That was tough. obviously as time went on, I wouldn't be a great talker, so obviously as time went on and things, it made it a little bit more, a little bit easier for me to open up. I got a little bit more used to the setting. I suppose it's not something that you can go into your normal job or sit in a friend's house and or anyone's house, and you're not going to sit there and just open up about this. So having that safe place to do that helped. You're there with people probably for similar reasons than yourself for being there, and if you're willing to change and you want to change, it is really good setting to do that in. Obviously you have to want to change. I really wanted to change. It was my last chance, and I knew if I didn't change that was it. So it was a case of having to.
So how is Joseph's life now?
He says life is better now. He's been sober for 2 years. He has gone into full-time employment. He goes to the gym regularly. He has slowly rebuilt his relationship with his partner and children, and they are back together but are taking things slow, as he says there's still a lot of hurt and guilt there.
Now, Saad and Joseph's story, are they typical more of the type of situation that Move Ireland deals with?
They are. CEO of Move Ireland, Michelle Walsh, told me what she commonly sees with men who attend their service.
Most of the men that end up on our programme, the one thing that they fear the most is losing the person that they love the most, which is their partner. But unfortunately, through not being able to regulate their emotions, maybe not learning it, maybe not understanding their own emotions, they end up trying to control the thing that they don't want to lose, and then they end up losing that through the control that they try to exhibit over the person. So it really, really backfires on them, and they end up creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I think that's probably, in a nutshell, how an awful lot of men... I mean, we get a lot of stories of men whose maybe wives have cheated on them. That's pushed them over the edge. And I'm not saying that any of that is an excuse. It's not. But it's a level of fear of losing something and wanting to control it that is generally the prime reason for people ending up in the programme.
If there's a man listening to this who recognises that he may be being abusive towards his partner, his child, what should that man do? Like, how should he address this issue? What are the steps in terms of dealing with that situation?
So I think, you know, at the moment, I think we need a lot more supports. I think the same way as we have supports for women at every available opportunity in terms of victims and survivors, I think we need a strong roadmap for men in terms of so that they can be met at every place that they present. But what I would say to any man is go on to our website, moveireland.ie, have a look at it. There's a self-referral form there. Fill in the referral form and so, or request a call back, and somebody will ring you back. And if you fit the criteria for the programme, we will, of course, take you on the programme. It's a free programme and we will do our very best to help.
And that's Michelle Walsh there, who's the CEO of Move Ireland. And if you've been affected by any of the issues mentioned in that report from Maura Fay, there are a number of helpline numbers available. Just go to rte.ie/helplines. Maura, thank you very much for coming in this morning.